Yo, what's up, family? Welcome to another episode of Fresh Pharaoh Entertainment.
It's the guy,
your host, Boris
Sindi.
The Pharaoh.
And your boy, Rod the God, back at another banger for the people.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Shout out to all the old listeners, the new listeners, anyone else listening, all platforms, you know what I'm saying? Spotify, Apple,
Anchor, all our fans all in the States, all around the world, you know, love all you.
Shout out to Canada, New Zealand, all other 30 countries. You know,
yeah, Middle East, yeah, Africa, all y'all, much love.
Africa,
I know the people in Africa.
I did. So, y'all read the title. Today's episode, we talking about Dominic Tyre, right? So, to understand what we're gonna talk about today is we're gonna break down what Dominic's hierarchy in, what Dominic's hierarchy is, and how it affects and disrupts the whole system of divine masculinity. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And how, and what this is, and how it's killing men, the whole principle of dominance hierarchy. And so we're going to give a whole backstory. We're going to dive into everything, man. It's going to be a real deep and good episode. So without further ado, let's go ahead and jump in. Mm-hmm. So dominance hierarchy is something that's over 300 billion years old, right? It relates to, like, the animalistic nature of people overall. It's the simple thing of trying to put yourself over someone.
Like that right? Survival instinct, you know, like the strong survive, the weak die type thing.
Basically around the idea that there's not enough for everyone to eat. Everyone can't eat. There's not enough to go around, so you have to get what you can get.
Right. And so when you're going back to Kemet, the most... You can see this ways in the spiritual aspect as well as, you know, in the physical. So the spiritual aspect of this dominance hierarchy would be the animal heads on the human bodies in ancient Kemet, right? This is that same principle of putting your animalistic nature on top of the human body. But that's also understanding the balance, too, right? But see, dominance hierarchy derives from the Caucasian Ori because he is a product. This is it's a product of, you know, that they're from the evolution of the primates, right? So when we talk about dominance hierarchy, we're talking about the societal matrix that is made to keep men who are already at the bottom of the society, to keep them at the bottom of society by using shit like money as the catalyst. Mm-hmm. And so money is the root of all evil, but it's where we destroy ourselves because we're constantly having to compete with one another. Right.
It's like how... You know, when it comes to men, it's almost as if their social value, it depends on certain factors, and their socioeconomic status is one of those factors.
I was reading an excerpt where it's like, you know, talking about how this is very primitive amongst males, where males are like wired to want to produce as much as possible. You know, females are looking out for like the well-being of their offspring. So like those that are shown as being physically stronger or like economically, socioeconomically stronger, they'll be like, oh, because they respect him or he's strong, then my offspring will thrive going forward. That's how they wired to me going in animals, I believe.
Right. And going back to women aren't affected by dominance hierarchy the same, or aren't affected at all, simply because, again, it's a hierarchy, so there's levels to the hierarchy. You got the bottom, the average, the higher class, and you got the top, you know what I'm saying? But the difference is with women reproduce at every level of this hierarchy. Mm-hmm. So they are not affected by this hierarchy, you know what I'm saying? They have the ability to reproduce. It's like an outlier to the situation. Because a woman can reproduce and then bump up to any layer without having to put in work. Not saying that's not the case.
You know, I was watching a video. It was talking about the evolutionary aspect of the dominance hierarchy and how millions and millions of years ago, how the male animal that had the strongest characteristics was the one that got to reproduce, right? And so when they got to reproduce, obviously their children, they got characteristics of that male and they were going to pass on those same characteristics. And so how that the dominance hierarchy itself has pretty much been developed over many, many, many generations because of this tendency to only have the strong reproduce. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the only the strong survive mm-hmm. aspect of it. So, like, for those that had the weaker characteristics or were not able to socially impact the group, you know, those offspring died off. Their line didn't continue going forward.
But and now, even now, you know, when you look at it, it the same thing happens today, just in a different way. You feel me? Like, if you go out in public right now, you can ask pretty much any woman. They not going to want a man who's, like, a loser to them. You feel what I'm saying? And that's pretty much just the mm-hmm. social definition mm-hmm. of what men are supposed to do, what they're supposed to bring and provide. That social definition is what is causing the dominant hierarchy itself to continue to, you know, create itself and you know, evolutionize or whatever it may be to this day.
Mm-hmm.
And with that being said, this is why, like, when you look in not just in ancient civilization, but now, because it's bigger now than ever, but this is why whenever you see, like, whatever is at the top of the hierarchy is mm-hmm. usually seen as a mm-hmm. deity, right? Or people try to imitate those.
For us, it's like celebrities and stuff.
Right. Well, with this paradigm, we see a lot with the celebrity thing, mm-hmm. a lot of them dying out, you know what I'm saying? A few years from now, a celebrity is probably not going to even exist.
That's a world I love to see.
But that's another story. Facts. But simply what I'm saying is, like, okay, you know how, like, when they would have a king, that king would be seen as, like, oh, that's the king. They would look at that king as if mm-hmm. they were God. But people would try to do what they can to get as close to the king as possible. That's a direct remnant of dominance mm-hmm. hierarchy. Right? And so, when you the same thing applies now. So, like, the things that we call the hood mm-hmm. is your crack dealers, you know what I'm saying? And so this is why violence is at the highest due to this, because again, money mm-hmm. is involved, right? So money is now, in this day, is the direct correlation to dominance.
It's like back in the day, it would be like strength, you know what I'm saying? Whoever could best someone in combat, now it's money.
Yeah.
Right. Well, it's not just money. Money is one of the biggest, but it can be expressed in many ways. It's no difference than how dudes will fight over a girl. And it's because that girl is God.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? Like I said earlier, whatever is at the top will be seen as God. So you're going to try to do whatever you can to get to God. Mm-hmm. So when two people are fighting over to try to get the most money, that money, it becomes God. That's now they're in a hierarchy. Who can get closer to God? Same thing when two dudes beefing about a girl. Who can get closer to God, right?
And looking like that.
Same thing. When two animals be trying to fight, right? When two animals be trying to scare each other off. Same thing applies. And so I want to bring a very specific example that demonstrates what dominance hierarchy was. It was because it was the most prevalent in monkeys, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Apes.
All right. In the hierarchy, okay. Right? Say it was a study that it was a dude was studying just like this monkey civilization, this group. What do you call it? A group of monkeys.
Yeah, right? let's just say pack. Continue.
Community. There you go. Community. And so they were able to relate stress and hierarchy are linked to this. Stress and hierarchy are linked mm-hmm. to one another. So the monkey, the monkeys who were on top had access to all the female mm-hmm. monkeys, just as you said, mm-hmm. Don, right? So leaving the rest of those at the bottom, right? So it was found, it was based on your rank, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? And so based on this, they were able to see the amount of, when they tested the monkey's blood, they were able to see the amount of stress. So the monkeys at the top were always in constant stress.
Yeah.
Because they're too busy, because again, they're fighting for God, the woman. So they're always in a situation where they have to prove themselves.
They have something to lose.
And fight. Right. Where the monkeys at the bottom, they're like, man, we can't.
Yeah, we can't. Ain't no lower than here.
And so that's why you have the monkies who treat that. You know, it would be like, they would have like the monkeys community be having domestic violence and shit. You know what I'm talking about? You ever seen that stuff? Like, they'll actually have, like, real domestic violence. Like, she does not want to talk to her father because he beat her yesterday. Like, what in the world? It's too real. And this is because of that. And so, the ones at the bottom, well, basically they didn't have as much stress. They had lower cholesterol mm-hmm. and everything, right?
And so
just because their brain chemistry like, was off.
How did that saying go? It was like heaviest the head that wears the crown.
Yeah, heaviest the head that wears the crown. Because with anybody who's in that position of authority, you know what I'm saying? They're gonna have the most to lose. You feel me? So mm-hmm. it's like when you're the alpha mm-hmm. male, you know, in any you know pack of animals or whatever it may be. If anybody takes that from you, if you lose your status, that's your entire identity. You feel me? And so it's like, you know, people at the bottom, it's only one way up from them, or one way for them, and that's up. Mm-hmm. Somebody at the top, it's like, bro, once you fall down, it's wraps for you. You know what I'm saying? You lose everything. You lose all your women. You lose all your offspring, your status, your everything, bro. So just very stressful indeed.
Mm-hmm. And exactly. That's in the mm-hmm. wild. That's in an uncontrolled.
Yeah, they just think about survival.
You know what I'm saying? And so, check this out, right? So the monkeys at the top, that were at the top of this hierarchy, they were the most aggressive monkeys, right? They were rude to the women. They were beating the other monkeys. Were the ones on the bottom were the nice guys. You know, the little mm-hmm. quote unquote nice guys mm-hmm. finished last, right? So it just so happened, right, when they was conducting this study, because, you know, the people weren't interfering at all with the monkeys. They were just watching. So the monkey stumbled upon like an abandoned hut mm-hmm. with food in it. And all the alphas, since they were the alphas, they got first dibs.
Oh, yeah.
Tragically, it just so happened all the food had tuberculosis.
Oh, my God.
It with tuberculosis.
Wait. This is monkeys, right? Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're talking about monkeys still. It was like an abandoned hut uh-huh. in the wild, and the food was contaminated with tuberculosis. And the alpha monkeys, since they were on top, they took the food and ate it and gave it to no one else. So all the alpha monkeys then died. So now you have a huge change in their community. Now you have more women than men. And then the men that were left were the ones who were once on the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and now they were on top, but because they never fought, but they never had to prove anything to one another, they never had no ranking, they were just the mm-hmm. cool dudes, right? It was not about
so they pretty much then resources they pretty
were,
much shifted.
Resources were plentiful,
yeah. It shifted the whole compass mm-hmm. of the community. There was less stress, there were no more women mm-hmm. were getting beaten. Right, everyone's chill. Basically, the society rose even higher. It's never been so healthy, because when those monkeys went to the top, they never chose to fight each other because they never had to. They was like, "What we got to fight for?"
And then you said there were more females. It led the tribe left after, right? Yeah. So that means there's plentiful resources now. They ain't got to compete for a mate. Everyone has one.
Right, and see now. What we do in the Western mm-hmm. society, right? It takes a hyper successful man, and we take like a hyper successful person, and we use this to go against all right. the other men. You know what I'm saying? But see how the flip was switch so easily, because the moment we put the ones who were on the bottom at the top, you had no more fighting. You had no more fighting. You had a quote unquote utopia. No one was trying to prove anything. Dominance hierarchy no longer existed for them, because there was never no dominance to be seen against the lower men anyway. They realized they were in the same boat. Well, so they was always chilling.
It's I forgot what J. Cole's song it is. I want to say it's Fire Squad, mm-hmm. but it's remember it's like at towards the end where he talks about getting the crown. And he's like, the crown disintegrates. Ain't gonna be no more kings. It's like that.
Yeah, that's fire squad.
Yeah. So it's like that's like right. you know, if you mm-hmm. have people who are competing for this status, once you take away that status and nobody can have it, now you left with a whole different structure. You feel me? Mm-hmm. Now it's like, okay, we're not competing for these resources. We're not competing to be at the top. Everybody just existing. We all just here living, coexisting together. And that creates, like you said, more peace, more stability. And honestly, it's, you know, the type of lifestyle that we should be trying to pursue nowadays. But, mm-hmm. you know, for some reason, yeah, we just can't get like it, that. It shifted.
Yeah, I was saying it shifted from competition to cooperation.
Right. And see, on top of that, it's like, how do I word this? But what I'm trying to say is that it was less, if we adopt this same ideology, right? I believe we would see less suicide, less violence.
Bro, it's like,
you know what I'm saying?
It's because all these, all those
prison, less war. Because if we look into the wild, and we see this happening in the wild, where there is no such thing as currency, there's only food and survival, just pure instinct. Though they do have, you know, functioning communities, it's still free game out here. You know what I'm saying?
They're trying.
So to think about that in a control, in a controlled environment, which is any country with a government, I suppose, that has a sense of someone on top with all these layers, right? The fact that there's a high class, middle class, the fact that we can distinct those, you know what I'm saying? That's a proof, that's dominance hierarchy right there. And so because the people at top has been able to skew the people on bottom, they got the people on the bottom fighting to get to the top. That's not there.
Right,
that's
so they got people that's trying to do something that they got no business trying to accomplish. Because, you know, for me, it's like, you know the whole concept of the alpha male, the beta male, you know what I'm saying? Like, stuff like that. That stuff's it's crazy because people really go out here and they're like, okay, how do I be more like the alpha male? You know what I'm saying? Like, I want to be more socially dominant. But it's like,
it's literally an act. They literally put on an act that's nowhere near themselves.
Right. It's like you realize that the people who are seen as the alpha male are usually just the ones who are confident in who they are. So it's like if people were just living their own lives instead of trying to compete and be something that they're not, then eventually they would accomplish what they were trying to accomplish in the first place without all the extra titling behind it. You feel me?
Mm-hmm. Right, you eliminate the role of roles. I mean, you still have roles in the thing, but it's not one that was like decided upon. It's one like I'm the alpha, you don't have deal with it, or you not. You know what I'm saying? I'm a beat down there. It's like the jocks. It's like when they shirt versus skins almost with basketball. The skins are always seen like, man, you skins, you on the bottom. That's why you get your shirt off. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But all it takes is for a skin to be like, I mean, I'm taking your shirt off. You know what I'm saying?
They get dominated by them boys.
Right. I'm just you with a shirt off. There's no alpha or better yet, you mix them together. So they, you know what I'm saying? You confuse them to realize that there's no difference.
Mm.
And so this, to me, is why people can't get out the hood. It's not because of the money. It's not because of the, well, it's because of the mindset. But the mindset is a direct the result of dominance hierarchy. Everyone wants to be the dealer. You know what I'm saying? Everyone wants to be like, well, my product, the best product. And then this also leads into group economics. Because it's always a single person trying to get ahead of another person instead of a group of people putting themselves up higher, right? When the alphas died, the ones on the bottom said, okay, that means we are now the ones on top. But they've never looked at or tried to be quote unquote alphas or dominate in a society, they created a more functioning society.
That's literally what it is, bro. It's like people are so concerned with trying to win a race, but we gotta realize that there's no need to run the race in the first place. You know what I'm saying?
For those for those that don't know the crabs the barrel phenomenon, if you've ever been to like a seaside, let's say not diner, but to a vendor selling, you know, freshly caught crabs. Whenever you try to pull one out the lake, literally the other lobsters or crabs will cling onto each other as tight as they possibly can instead of letting the one go because they say, oh, you can't get out the barrel unless we all get out. So even if one had a chance to escape, literally they'll just be there just clawing and grabbing at each other and they all stuck to be cooked.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You go to you them fresh blue crabs, you grab one.
Hey, bro, where you going, bro? No.
He grab onto the homie, them they boys start interlocking like a like the little chain nets, you know,
like two pairs of braces, bro. They
like what's the little chain mail, the little it's, I think it's actually called chain like mail. That. And that's a and that's a perfect example because no one's on top. They're like, well, you can't go free. We all getting free. But it's that will someone says, well, let me. But see, people, I think people get it twisted when someone's trying to elevate themselves. And then you got people, the people that are the haters are the ones who are.
Because, you know, they still stuck in that mindset that if one person elevates, then that automatically means that they themselves are going to be lower. You feel me? But you got to realize that just because one person gets higher up in status, it doesn't mean that you can't get higher up as well. You know what I'm saying? It's like a fallacy of scarcity.
Yeah, they have the mindset that in order to go into ascend, you have to subjugate others around you. You can't just ascend and they ascend as well, or continue at their spot. You have to put someone beneath you to arise.
And it is no longer when this happens, it's no longer about rank, but like the rank in your society. It's like, well, where am I in this boat? When you can be the one, when all y'all can help run the boat, and you can just designate someone as the captain. Mm-hmm. You feel me? But it doesn't mean his opinion is, well, it doesn't, again, everyone can pitch in together. You know what I'm saying? It's the group economics of it all. And so I think dominance hierarchy is disrupting divine masculinity because you no longer have it. Like I said, you don't have too many women who... Women don't do this.
Yeah,
you know
they're definitely
saying?
More group oriented than men.
They don't have this.
They're less testosterone.
Right.
Aggressive style.
And with men, when you can't tap into that because one, you're too busy killing each other about it. And this kills more melanated men than it does anyone. This is why so many people still stuck in the hood and then go right to prison because they did something stupid. Because you wanted to be, you wanted to prove you're a real nigga.
And it's it.
Right. The concept of being a real nigga, anyone who says they were a real nigga ain't a real nigga.
That's fact. Because you shouldn't have to say that. The realest nigga never have to say that.
Exactly.
It's a presence you have in the room.
That's
people
big
know
facts.
What's up with you. You ain't got to get on by now. I'm the realest man in the room. Man, anyone who got a nerd, if you bold enough to say it, it's probably because you don't mean it.
Trying to put on a facade, trying to look good. The realest one in the room, they words don't need to be said, bro. They the actions, they aura speak for itself, bro.
Right. And it's simple things like that that's keeping people down. Everybody wants to be the realest one. It's like in rap when people be saying, man, I'm the realest one. I done heard every rapper say the realest one. So somebody lying. Somebody lying. I heard about 50 times. I'm like, so some who lying? Because everybody say, oh, the real one's dying and the fake one's living. But if everybody's a real one, somebody is lying. Crazy.
Ooh, that was J. I think for the J. Cole lyric that went something like that. That was a middle child, I think. Yep.
So that means the ones who are real is the fake ones. It contradicts themselves in the long run. Because you too busy trying to put yourself above someone and that's getting people killed.
Bro, right? it makes me think like, if you take away the aspect of competition out of our communities, how much we will be able to elevate each other. You know what I'm saying? Like, we have people who, once they get to a certain spot, they're like, okay, now that I have this knowledge, I can disseminate this knowledge to my people and bring them up as well, instead of the mindset of, no, I need to get out before anybody else does, because only one person can get out. You know what I'm saying? Only one person can achieve this, and we got to get out of that mindset. The world has changed. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, it may have been one point in which, you know, a certain melanated individual, only one person could get the opportunity. It's like, no, bro, it's opportunity out there for everybody. You feel me? It's something out there for everybody. Everybody can get rich, bro. Everybody can get their girl, bro. Everybody can find love. Everybody can get whatever they need to thrive in this world, man. So we don't need to be out here killing each other over the simple stuff, man.
Literally, opportunity is increasing. Like as time goes on, more and more opportunity. It's the most opportunity our people have had in a while to do anything.
Well, shoot, if you ask me, I'm going to say it never left. It was just how people looked at it. it's no difference than how people often say we were slaves instead of saying and looking and see where we was royalty. Literally, when the Moors ruled Europe. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? When half the people that were quote unquote kings and queens were Europe were actually Moors because they still had melanated in their blood and tried to whitewash it out. And you would rather say that's you, the slave dancing, than say that was you all garbed up with royalty dripping. And you still holding on to your slave mentality to use that to get up above someone else. Instead of saying, homie, we all kings and queens, why ain't we act like it? See, what I read something from A.A. Rashid the other day that actually spoke to
facts.
It said,
facts.
You already won. Act like it. You acting like you still trying to get there. You already there. You already there. What? Why are we doing this for? We already won. You not see how the world moving? They gotta do all this, that. They make you do something. You already won. They already answering to you. Y'all manifest another stimulus check.
I feel like that.
Like that. You already won. So act like
you're cool and people fighting. We still killing each other over shoes and shit. Bro, like, come on now. We got to do better. I feel like at this point, when it comes to this quote-unquote dominance hierarchy, we shouldn't even be judging people or rating people based on, you know, material things such as money or clothes or whatever it may be. I feel like we need to be judging these people based on how good they are at being themselves, bro.
Mm-hmm. Authenticity.
Right.
Mm-hmm. They understand. Their energy, their aura. Mm-hmm. It's some people I can walk in. Mm-hmm.
And it's crazy you said it because people know. Like, you know when you get a certain feeling about someone. And it's like, yeah, it's just something about my gut. Just it's something just off about this individual.
It's crazy how it happened because you don't even notice. I remember I was at work. And this ain't to like throw shade at that individual or nothing. I wouldn't know they was into the podcast. But like, I knew by the way he walked. I said he bi and he liked white girls. And niggas was like, "What?" Come and tell you, they asked the dude, "What you like?" He said, "You know, I like white girls." And we were like, "Oh." I said, "Oh, you a fool." I said, "I'm
telling you, bro. That impression, bro. The most powerful thing someone can remember is how you made them feel, bro." That was crazy. Like,
it wasn't even how he feels. How he walked in, I said, "Oh, nah." I said something off about that.
And I mean, bro. I mean, y'all get that little sense like you tell somebody like walk. Swing that way, bro, or that is me, bro. Like,
no, nah, bro. Yeah, I feel like everybody got that little game.
I'm saying, bro. I don't even want to say it. I'll be like, nah. If I say this, they're gonna be like, oh no, but I'm saying people be like, ain't no way you can just sense that. I'm like,
you can sense someone's energy to the
smile. Yeah, it's kind of a way.
Yeah, bro.
Well, you can tell that really good with like people's confidence in themselves. Because I can literally look at someone and I look at something like, yo, if they hanging their head down or if they walking with like their hands behind their back or their hands in their pocket, you know what I'm saying?
They fumbling, yeah.
Right, they stumbling. I'm like, okay, I can already tell like what kind of person you are. Like, I can tell if you an introverted person, if you a little quiet nigga, you know what I'm saying? So it's many things you can pick up on somebody just by looking at them.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Right. You know, yeah. You can tell they're like, oh, don't talk to him. He's gonna pop off. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's all energy. And if we focus on a society that use that
as value, as
currency, not as actual currency, but you know, it's currency, then
right,
yeah, it's real value rather than what you got on. You know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, me, if you know me, you know I love some flashy jewelry. You know, I love to stay dripped out. But, and that's the ego I put on. You know what I'm saying? That's the ego that I walk. When I walk out of the house, I'm still in me. But, you know, I'm like, man, let me put on this fit that show the drip. You know what I'm saying? And so people often associate that image of who I am. And I get to talking some real stuff and they be looking at me like I'm crazy. They be like, I would have never thought. I'm like, that's good. You was thinking. You ain't. You know what I'm saying? You didn't feel.
Mm-hmm.
You using the other brain. You ain't using your gut. You know what I'm saying? And so, dominance hierarchy got y'all thinking with everything else. Mm-hmm. you out here just wanting to be on top and prove yourself. You stressing yourself out over ain't even real. Fiat currency.
Stress yourself money out about people whose real. Opinions ain't even real. Whose mm-hmm. opinions ain't got nothing to do with you.
They don't know nothing about you. They don't mean nothing to you. But your words, you took that to heart for some reason. Oh, hold on. I got a poem.
No, that note.
I got a poem from my favorite poet.
A poem?
Yes, by my favorite poet, Jermaine.
You got a poem.
Too many niggas in cycle of jail, spending their birthdays inside of a cell.
Jermaine Cole.
You come a long time, a bloodline and trauma. We raised by mamas, but we got it healed. We hurt our sisters, the babies as well. We killing our brothers, they poison the well. Destroy our self-image, we set up to fail. I'll make sure the real gonna prevail. Nigga. Jermaine Cole.
I was about to say, bro, you gonna get sued.
I'm sorry, bro. That last line is hit too differently with our shot couple. I had to say that, bro. I said my favorite poet, bro. I said Jermaine Cole.
He said you gonna get sued, but don't play with
him. Yes, sir. On that note, from men's to kings.
Close this episode
from kings to gods.
Know the deal.
Farewell. Fight for community.
This has been Fresh Fair Entertainment.
And we outie.
Peace, family.